I was a parent. I had a three-year-old daughter at the time, and was concerned that I couldn't engage with climate change as a topic. I knew it was happening. I was aware it was happening, but I didn't know the entry point. I couldn't find a place that resonated for me. And I remember reading about one of the coral bleachings we had here at the Great Barrier Reef in 2016. And I was halfway through the article, and then I turned the page and started reading a different article and stopped and thought, why couldn't I finish that article?
Mm.
I am a father with concerns about the planet and my daughter's future, but something psychologically stopped me from actually embracing that story. So I began to do some research and spoke to an environmental psychologist in the US, and she really explained that when we are only hearing stories that come with fear and anxiety and dread about the future, it does activate a part of our brain, the limbic system in our brain. And when that's activated, it shuts down the prefrontal cortex, which is where we problem solve and we think creatively. So when it came to climate, we're only using those stories. So the more I started researching, talking to academics, looking for the solutions, I felt my own spirits lift. And suddenly I felt that more motivated, more engaged with the topic. So I thought there was a really big opportunity to tell a different story with climate and frame this moment as an opportunity and not tell a story of depravity and sacrifice and surrender, but actually tell a story of the possibilities that lie on the other side of this crisis and how we can improve our communities and our air and our quality of food and all living creatures.